2 Kings chapter 3. Glory to God. And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee." The prophet is saying, I really don't have to acknowledge you, but I will. "But now bring me a minstrel," a musician, a singer. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him, Elisha, the prophet. That's powerful. We're not just singing to take up place, time. We sing because it invites the presence of the Lord, the hand of the Lord. Amen. And that's what was happening here when this minstrel played and sang. The presence of the Lord came upon the prophet. And this is what he said under the inspiration of the Lord. He said, "Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches." Boy, if you're coming for a word that says you're going to defeat your enemies, and the word of the Lord that comes to you is, you're going to make this valley full of ditches. "For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind nor see rain." You're not going to see what normally produces the rain. "Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both ye, your cattle, and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand." What a God we serve. He said, this is a light thing to God. All I need you to do is partner with me, and I'm going to take care of the situation. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I pray, God, that you would breathe on it, Lord. You breathe on this word, the spoken word. Your word is already inspired. Your word is already, Lord, given from your mouth, God. And I pray that it would come through, Lord, with your anointing, God, and your purpose would be accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. You can be seated. Three kings have formed an alliance to go after the king of Moab, the Moabite people, because they had turned on Israel. They had come against Israel, and they were in opposition. And there are seven days into the pursuit of the Moabites, and there's no water. Now, if you've ever been to Israel, seen that geography, that landscape, you would know it's very dry, it's arid, it's wilderness, and there's not a lot of water to be had. And so here they are pursuing their enemy, the Moabites, but there's no water. And by now they are faint, they're weary, there's nothing to sustain them. And so they asked of the prophet to give them a word. And when the prophet speaks, he said that you're going to dig ditches in this valley. You're going to dig ditches in the low point. Now, I don't know about you, but when you're already tired, the thought of digging a ditch does not excite me. If you've ever dug a ditch with a shovel and a pick and whatever else tools that they may have had then, amen, it was a laborious task that seemed unreasonable, I'm sure. What do you mean dig ditches? We're already dying of thirst. We're in a low place. Can't you just flood the low place? Can't you just go ahead and flood the valley? And God said, no. In other words, you're going to have to partner with me for this miracle. You're going to have to dig some ditches. You're going to have to expend some energy and some effort to see what I'm going to do. Amen. So Jehoshaphat asked if there was a prophet in the land, and the prophet spoke and told them, you're going to need to partner with me. Amen. God is going to do the work, but you have to help. There are times where God says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, right? There are times where the Lord says, you will not have to fight in this battle. The battle is the Lord's. Well, they're all the Lord's battle, but he goes about them in different ways. And this time he said, the word of the Lord is to you that you're going to dig ditches in this valley. You're going to go ahead and remove earth and make some ditches so that I can have a place to put water. I can increase your capacity. The valley was already a low place. It could have held water, but God was saying to them, I want you to dig me ditches so that your capacity to hold increases. Amen? And so when removing the earth from the ground, it created ditches, and they were basically places for water to be collected and held. And God said, it's not going to rain. It's not going to come to you like you've seen it come to you in the past. And this is a fresh word from the Lord to somebody here today. Don't put God in your box and say, well, it's got to rain. It's got to, we've got to see clouds in order to see rain, because God said, it's not going to be like you've seen it come before. I'm going to do a supernatural work in the situation. I just need you to do what you can in the natural and watch me do what I do in the supernatural. He said, this valley will be full of water so that you can drink, your cattle can drink. And he said, this is but a light thing. A light thing. Why do we stress out and act like it's going to be stretching God to do something that we need him to do? It's a light thing for God. Whatever's in this house today is a light thing for God. Hello? There's nothing you walked in here too big for God. There's nothing you carried in here, no situation that is too big for God. Amen. God says it's a light thing. I just need you to partner with my word. And what's amazing is God could have said, I'm going to fill your valley with water and you'll survive. But he didn't. Amen. He said, I want you to fill the valley with ditches and I'm going to fill the ditches with water. Why did he say that? Amen. Because he said, I want you to increase your capacity to hold what I'm going to do. Increase your holding capacity. Increase the reservoirs. Increase what can hold what I intend to do. God's not attracted to full things this morning. Hello? He's not attracted to full things this morning. He's not attracted to things that are not hungry for him. He's not attracted to people who are not hungry for him. Amen. He said, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He's looking for somebody who has capacity this morning. If I were to say, try to perceive where God is hovering in this atmosphere today, he's not over situations that are full and laid back and content, but he's finding people and situations that are empty this morning or lacking something. They've got a desire for more of God. You haven't gotten comfortable, amen, with what you have, but you said, God, I need you to move on this situation. I need you to come to my aid. God says, I'm looking for that person. I'm looking for that situation. I'm hovering over needs today. I'm hovering over emptiness today. I'm hovering over dry places today. I'm hovering over low points today. You can't and won't fill something that's full. Amen. That's what repentance is. That's what true repentance is. We come to the Lord and we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but he can't fill us as long as we're full of everything else. Amen. Full of carnality, full of our old life, full of sin, full of thoughts, amen, that war against God. We've got to empty all of that out. You see, the moment we empty ourselves out, that's the moment God can come and manifest in your situation. It's an intentional emptying out so God can intentionally fill you up. Deuteronomy chapter 8, I'm not going to read it today. read it in the first service, but he goes on to warn them about, he says, when you came through the wilderness, you came through all the serpents and the scorpions and the drought and no water. And I fed you out of the rock of flint. I dropped manna out of the sky to feed you and sustain you. He says, remember how empty you felt coming out of the world. Remember how empty you felt in situations. Amen. In your walk with God, you felt empty. Amen. What did you do? Amen. Certain things weren't so important to you when you've gone through a low point. Can I get any witnesses in the house? When you're going through a valley, when you're going through a test, amen, your priorities begin to reshuffle. When you're laying in a hospital bed, your priorities begin to reshuffle. When you're sick, stuff begins to reshuffle. When you lose your job, amen, immediately things start getting put in proper context. Why? Because it's a low point, and God says, maybe I had to let some lowness come, amen, to begin to cause you to empty out some things and start digging some ditches intentionally to make room for me. And God actually warned the children of Israel. He says, when you get full, don't say in your heart, my power and might hath gotten me this wealth. Well, I worked hard to get here. You may have worked hard, but God got you there. There's a lot of people working hard, but they're not there. Amen. If you're there with the blessing of God, it's because it's the blessing of God. To God be the glory. Amen. And God's reminding them, he says, don't say in your heart, I got here by my hand. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that hath given you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with those that, covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. God, in other words, God said he was going to do this. And now that he's done it, don't think that somehow you got involved and did it. So this is powerful. We need to understand this. He says, don't forget. Why is he trying to remind them? Because he said, remember what it was like to be empty. Because that's what attracted me to you. I've heard the cry and the groaning of the prisoner. God always hears the cry of a prisoner. A cry of an empty person. That's where we all began. Amen. We were all in the world. We were all in Egypt. We were all slaves. And there was a cry that went out, and God says, I hear the emptiness permeating the air. I hear somebody that's hungry for me. I hear somebody that's desperate that says, God, you've got to get me out of here. Lord, I've heard this before. Amen. If you get me out of this situation, I'll serve you all the days of my life. And God responds to that emptiness. He responds to that place. And he's saying, don't let me fill you up and then forget where it came from. Don't forget what it took for me to fill you up. And that was your desperate cry. That was a place that you came under conviction and you responded to the word of God and you came up to an altar and you begin to empty stuff out. You begin to lay stuff on the altar. Hey, man, I've seen people throw cigarettes and marijuana and all kinds of stuff on this platform. I'm not talking about the 40s when my grandmother threw three packs of Lucky Strikes up on the altar and quit smoking and God delivered her in that service. He's still that kind of God. Amen. But you got to get desperate enough to say, I need God. I need God to answer in my situation. I'm sick and tired of this life. If you'll get that place and you'll start emptying out those things, and God says, there's a place for me now to appear and occupy. I'm the one that brought you out of Egypt. I led you through the wilderness. Don't forget. Moses said, remember the Lord for it. It is he that gives you the power to get wealth. It is him that gives you the power to have joy. It's him that gives us the strength to endure hardships. It's him that keeps your mind from going out of control. It's him that when all hell is coming against your thoughts, there's something that rises up and stabilizes your mind. It's called the peace of God, which passes understanding. Amen. There is a God who is in the house, and he is the one that gives us wealth. Wealth is not just money. Wealth is things that you can't even buy. Hallelujah. Amen. The new wealth is health. People are finally starting to get a concept of that, because you can't go, amen, down to Walmart and buy a new heart. You might buy a chicken liver down there, but you're not buying a human liver. Amen. That wasn't in first service. I don't know where it came from. You can go down there and buy some pig's feet, but you can't buy hinds feet. You know what hinds feet are, right? Hinds feet are the deer feet, amen, that hold the cliffs and the tight places and the narrow nooks and crannies at great elevations, amen. Only God can cause you to advance and elevate and climb to high heights in him, amen. Pig's feet are made for the mire, amen. He's brought me out of the miry clay, and he's given me hinds feet, amen, so I can walk on mine high places, amen. It's God who gives you the ability to advance and to ascend into his holy hill, amen. Thank God for hinds feet. You can't buy those. They only come from him when you get empty enough, when you get alone with him long enough, and when your situation drives you to a bedroom and you bury your face in that pillow and you begin to cry out to God. You say, I'm so empty, I'm so lonely, and God's up there going, hey, thank the Lord you finally got empty, because now I'm about to come and start filling up that lonely place with me. Amen. I've gotten rid of all the distractions and all the substitutes, and now I'm coming onto the scene to fill up your heart. Yeah. Don't forget. Don't forget. You can be full. He's not against being full. He's the one that filled them up. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. What does that mean? That means I can be full as long as I maintain my hungry attitude. It's when I get full and my attitude begins to get full. God's saying, you can be full, but don't forget what it was like to be empty. Keep your empty hunger. Keep your empty attitude. Keep pursuing me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. So dig some ditches. Dig some ditches. The place you're in will hold water, but I need you to dig deeper. I want you to dig deeper. The Lord's coming to us today and saying, you know what? I need some people that are going to dig deeper to create intentional capacity for me to fill it up. It's like the woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, amen, who owed money. Her husband had passed. He was a prophet, and obviously she was in a very destitute situation, because the Bible says that the creditors were coming to get her two sons and take them to work off the debt. It was bigger than she could manage. It was bigger than she could handle. It was a low point. Amen. Her husband's gone. Her sons are now collateral for the bills that she owes. And she has nowhere else to turn. And if you read it, amen, it says that her house was empty. She was lonely and her house was empty. And the prophet comes along and says, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. He said, I want you to go get vessels, empty vessels, and borrow not a few. So here's the word of the Lord again to this woman from the prophet of God, or from the voice of God. Listen how much sense it makes. Your house is empty, so what I think you need is more emptiness. Is that what he told her? Your house is empty. Your sons are getting ready to be taken away from you. What I think you need and what the Lord is saying to you is you need to go get some empty vessels. You need, here's the interpretation. You need to increase the capacity in your empty house. The only way you can increase capacity in an empty house is to add more emptiness. And so he tells her, you and your sons, go get vessels, borrow not a few, fill the house with empty vessels. And the Bible says that they went and got vessels, and she took the only thing that was in the house, which was a cruse of oil, and she began to pour the oil in there. And the Bible says that she continued from vessel to vessel until all the empty vessels in the empty house were filled, and then the oil stopped flowing. Why? Because everything was full. God can't fill things that are full. He's only looking to fill something that's empty. Amen. So we need to provide God with vessels that are empty. Amen. Because we are all in need of Him, just like this woman. Amen. We may not know it, but we're just a little short place away from being in a very bad situation. I don't know about you, but I don't want to walk one day without His presence in my life. Your house will get empty quick. Your life will get empty quick. Amen. So we need to understand that God is saying to us, go get yourself some intentional emptiness and fill your house, because I'm going to fill the emptiness with oil. See, I don't believe this was Crisco or Wesson or whatever kind of oil you like to use. Great value, whatever you like. I believe that her husband was a prophet. And I believe that she had anointing oil, a cruse of anointing oil in that house. She didn't have cooking oil, I don't believe. I believe it was anointing oil because her husband was a prophet. And you see, because anointing oil is valuable. How many were here when Sister Spears did the... Yeah, it's got all the pricey spices and everything in it, and the value of that oil is very precious. Amen. And so it represented great wealth when she began to pour, amen, that cruise out into those vessels. Value started accumulating, and at the end, when everything was filled, the prophet came back to her and said, now go sell all the vessels in your house, and he said, you pay your debts and you take the rest to live on. What are you saying? God has enough, amen, for your needs, and He's got enough for your wants, as long as you give Him an empty place to begin with. There's going to be an increased anointing in somebody's life because you bring an empty vessel to the Lord. You bring an empty place. You bring an empty ditch. You're saying, God, it doesn't make sense to me to dig another ditch in this low place, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to do what I cannot do, and I'm going to present you this ditch, this vessel. I don't know who's in the house today. Maybe you feel like your spiritual house is empty. And God says, I want you to go borrow some vessels. I want you to go create me a place through an empty place. What is an empty place? It's an intentional place that you empty something else out. You bring it into your house and say, here, God, here is a place that you can occupy. I've done this intentionally because I want more of you. I am hungering and thirsting after righteousness. I am coming to you and saying, God, amen, if you don't move in this situation, I will not have what I need. God's in this house today. The more capacity you create, more of Him you will be able to hold. The more oil that will flow, the more water there is to sustain you. God is looking for an empty place. to pour himself into. The Spirit of God is looking for somebody to do a miracle in today. He's looking for an empty situation, a hurting heart. A place that's dry. A place that is intentionally empty. You say, I don't understand why God would ask me to do this when I'm already tired. I'm already thirsty. Because God said, I need you to understand what I have in mind for you is bigger than what you've got in mind. It's a place of increase. It's a place of wealth. It's a place of fulfillment. Amen. Are you full of substitutes today? Is there anybody in the house that you're full, but you're not full of His water? You're not full of oil. Maybe the house is full instead of empty. The Lord says, empty yourself out so I can fill you up. Paul said, Lord, would you take this thorn from my life? Would you take this place that hurts away? And the Lord said, no, Paul, I've got that there to create emptiness in you. What do you mean emptiness? Well, you're going to be hungry for me. You're going to stay hungry and pursuing of me. He said, I've allowed this thorn to come into your life, this irritant, to create a hunger in you, a humility. Because if I didn't have that thorn there, you would be puffed up and full of pride. So I left it there to sort of be a relief valve, to empty you of yourself so that I can constantly be filling you up with me. Lord, take this thorn. The Lord's saying, no, it creates hunger and thirst. And without that, you would become full of things that don't satisfy. Don't despise your emptiness today. Don't despise your pain. These are things that create emptiness. If it wasn't for the Moabites pursuing them, they would have never turned to the prophet and said, what do we need to do? He said, I tell you what the word of the Lord is to you today. Fill this valley with ditches. Fill this place with capacity, and I'll fill it with my provision. Would you stand with me? We need a move of God. We need God. We need God to fill the ditches. And you know what? He's not going to do it like you think He's going to do it. He said, it's not going to rain. You're not going to see the storm clouds rolling in from the west. You're just going to go to bed and those things are going to fill up with water. I'm going to sustain you because you partnered with my word. Because you chose to get alone with me. Because you chose to dig. You see, digging ditches is really just removing dirt, removing earth, removing carnality. Removing self, removing things that don't belong there to create space for things that are supernatural.